Give thyself wholly. I want to tell you, if you think you've given yourself, and you've only given yourself partly, you haven't given yourself at all. Read the story of the offerings. Do it in the Leviticus and see. God only accepted parts of sin offerings. That's all. That's right. You read it for yourself. The whole burnt offering is the first one in the book of Leviticus. The whole burnt offering. There were parts when sin was being dealt with. Perhaps you ought to read the Levitical offerings for yourself some other time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had another week and we could do this together? But I want to read to you in Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be whole burnt offerings, or offer themselves willingly in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Hallelujah. When light was born, the womb from which it came, God's heart, God's will, wanted people that were willing in the beauty of holiness. Amen. The day came forth from this womb of God. But before the day came, the children of eternal light were wanted and willed by God. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Was it worth Jesus Christ dying while he was still a young man? The dew of his youth mingled with the sweat of his brow, and the blood from the thorns, and the tears from his eyes, when he redeemed you. The dew of his youth was still upon him. Was it worth dying for you? Has he any compensation for his pains? Are you his ideal? Are you the fulfillment of his wishes? The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his power, in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Amen about that. Glory be to God. All heads have got to come under his headship. I hope they listen to what God says. The heads over an island called Cyprus have been sadly bruised. They wouldn't bow to Jesus. Just recently, I mean. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Hallelujah. Whatever is it all about? Glory. Amen and amen. David says, the Lord said unto my Lord, now my Lord, David's Lord, was Jesus, his Messiah. And the Lord said to my Lord, sit down. And you know what my Lord did? Very humbly he sat down. He humbled himself always and did as he was told, invited and loved. Sit down, Jesus. You've got a glimpse into heaven. Spoken through the mouth of the inspired psalmist, long before Jesus of Nazareth was ever born, you have a story of the resurrection and the ascension following the crucifixion and the seating in glory at the right hand of the Father in heaven. This is the very verse that is quoted in the book of the Hebrews. We won't turn to it now. Sit down. Sit at my right hand, Jesus. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The rod of thy strength, Jesus, not mine, but thine. The strength of the man who hung on the rod called the tree or the cross, and by it stronger in his weakness and in his death than all the powers and hosts of darkness, defeating the devil and all wicked spirits. Hallelujah. I'm going to send the rod of thy strength. Of course, he did it in the Holy Ghost, as we, some of us, have been considering in these days gone past. And I'm going to send it out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Take thy sheep by thy rod. Call them by thy name. Gather them out of every country. In the midst of thine enemies rule, show thine excellence and thy glory. Hallelujah! Save men and women throughout the breadth and length of the earth. Bless him. Here's a thrilling message from God. Here is the truth. Thy people, he said, shall be willing offerings in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Hallelujah. Isn't it all going to be wonderful? A day of strength, a day of sovereignty, a day of victory, a day of willingness, a day of power, a day of beauty, a day of holiness, a day of light. What a tremendous thing this is. Are you in it? When did you come in? And are you right in? Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. And this priest of verse 4, This glorious high priest, this wondrous Jesus, is wanting to offer the whole burnt offerings, the willing sacrifices of verse 3. It is said in Hebrews, perhaps we'd better turn to it, seeing that Norman has moved out and left me much breadth and length and depth and height to move around in. In this Hebrews letter, we will turn to chapter 8. And you know that chapter 7 finishes up like this. This is what all the whole burnt offerings, the willing people in the day of his power, experience. This man, verse 24 of chapter 7, because he continueth ever, sitting on the right hand of the Jehovah, he hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, here it is, these are the willing offerings, these are the whole burnt offerings, people who know and experience that he is able to save them to the uttermost, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Hear the standard, beloved, for the whole burnt offering. Hear the standard. Saved to the uttermost, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And Jesus is made higher than the heavens. He needeth not daily, as those old high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests that have infirmity. Jesus has no weaknesses. That's your word, infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is perfected for evermore. And God sends out the rod of his strength. He hath no broken reed of weakness, an infirmity. Now may the Lord open our hearts to see. Now, verse 1 of chapter 8. Let the Bible speak for itself. Suffer a comment here and there. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. This man is summarizing. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Bravo, David! You saw this by the Spirit. This is what you were talking about. Hallelujah. And there he is. What a blessed book this Bible is. In our hands it's wonderful. In our hearts it's better. And in our understandings it's more glorious still. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. If he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve after the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now he, Jesus, hath obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better sacrifices. Verse 3. It is of necessity that this man, the blessed Lord Jesus, the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, has somewhat also to offer. He's not offering his body anymore. He's not offering blood anymore. He's not offering sin offerings anymore. But he's wanting to offer whole burnt offerings. This is his great ministry. Upon this is based his mediatorial office, which is nothing other than the sending forth of the whole new covenant of God in the person of the Blessed Spirit. He bringing the whole heart and life and nature and character and personality of Jesus Christ down to man directly through Jesus from Father. Isn't that wonderful? And the Holy Ghost has come for the day of God's power in this sense was inaugurated on the earth on the day of Pentecost, when the great power from on high came, birth from on high came, life from on high came. Praise the name of the Lord, that we, being taken up by the Holy Ghost, brought into glorious and abundance of life, should be willing offerings to God. Amen. And this is that which the psalmist saw under inspiration of the same Spirit, that you and I should enter into the wonder of the glory of being offered to God. Oh, hallelujah! I wonder if your life can be offered tonight to God, not by your own strength, not by your own power, but in the states into which Jesus has brought you by the Spirit, holy and harmless and undefiled, by virtue of the cross, by power of what the blessed Christ obtained for you at Calvary. A whole burnt offering, so that God doesn't have to reject anything about you, not a thought, not an imagination, not an action, not a word. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, heavenly possibility. I hope it's not an improbability. So far as you are concerned, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now this is what God is wanting for you and me. This very night to be offered to God as a result, as an example, as an exhibition from him who is never an exhibitionist, of the wonder of the work of Calvary, the totality of the redemption worked out in your life, and that you should go home from this place in continuity of this. Oh, what a glorious thing it is. offered to God. My, this is tremendous. This is what God is wanting to do. You see, there is something glorious about this. In verse 1 of Psalm 110, you read that the Lord, God the Father, said to my Lord, Jesus Christ the Son, sit on my right hand. And then, notice carefully, I hope you're familiar with the psalm, keep your eye on it, write down on the book, the Lord says that Jehovah is talking to Jesus. He says, now it's all right, Jesus, you rest. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, and you are going to rule in the midst of your enemies. Don't think anything other than this, Jesus. Thy people will be willing offerings. They'll offer themselves willingly. In the day of thy power, it's in this confidence, in this glory, that Jesus sits at the right hand of his Father. And he goes on and he says, the Lord has sworn in verse 4, he won't repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. You're always going to be offering these offerings to me, Jesus. You're always going to be mediating men to me as you minister the Spirit to men. You're always going to be doing it. Glory! I'm thrilled about this. And then he says, now here, the Lord is talking to the Lord, and now he talks about another Lord. Here it is. The Lord at thy right hand, you're at my right hand, Jesus. Now you've got a Lord at your right hand, and who's that, I pray? It's none other than the Holy Ghost. Bless him! The Father is Lord. Jesus is Lord. The Holy Ghost is Lord. Bless him! The Lord at thy right hand, Jesus. Can you see these blessed three persons of the Trinity? Can you see them? These three Lords who are but one? Can you see them? This mystery of the Godhead? This glory of the revelation? The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He'll judge among the heathen. It's the Holy Ghost, all right, because you see, Father was on Jesus' left hand because Jesus was on Father's right hand. Amen. And he's got the Holy Spirit on his right hand. That's one of the grandest names that the Holy Ghost has. Paraclete. One called alongside to help. We always think he's called alongside to help us. He's not. He's alongside Jesus to help him. Workers together. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's because men have got such an abnormal self-interest that they always want everything to be waiting on them. Let Jesus have some credit and some glory, beloved. Let them have their place. The Holy Ghost has come forth as the right hand of Jesus, as Jesus was the right hand of the Father. And he's come, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, it's so wonderful. Look at him. He judges among the heathen. He'll fill the places with dead bodies. He'll wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the waste. What does that one mean? I mean, does the Holy Ghost get thirsty? Yes. Didn't you know the Holy Ghost was thirsty? Didn't you know that? You see, some people think that God's never hungry or never thirsty. Well, why do you think when he made men in his own image, he made us to get hungry and get thirsty? He only projected from himself. You see, we're so terribly fleshy-minded. Everything must revolve around ourselves. We impute to God what we shouldn't do. It's God imputing to us. We mustn't imagine God from ourselves. God has created us from himself. And he created us able to drink. The Holy Ghost drinks. You say, really? Well, of course. Let's find him, shall we? We'll look at him. You said, well, I always thought it was us that had to drink. Jesus stood on the last great day, and I suppose you thought about that. On the last day, that great day of the feast, and you thought about today. And you thought, this would be the greatest day of the feast. Well, all right. It's absolutely true. But that's Jesus calling you to drink. Now we're going to look into Revelation chapter 22. And when we read in Revelation chapter 2, we are shown a pure river of water of life. Verse 1. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants, remember what Sandy said to us this morning, his servants shall serve him. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Wake up, you're being called. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. Here's the brook that the Holy Spirit drinks at. It proceeds from the throne of the Father, the Lord God Almighty, and the Lamb. And this is the stream that the bride drinks at. Don't you know that each member of the Godhead, they drink one another in. They love one another. This idea of drinking is only to teach you that for your normal bodily needs and human existence, you need to drink. Because God needs to drink. Spiritually you need to drink. Your spirit of you must drink in. Drink in. Do you remember that in John chapter 6, when Jesus fed the multitudes, he said, I'm the bread of God. Father was eating him. He was God's bread. Ooh, love feeds on love. Life drinks in life. Doesn't it? You're not alive if you don't know that. Haven't you got a bigger inner appetite than you have an outward appetite? Isn't the appetite of your inward man greater than the appetite of your outward man? Of course it is. Though you ate 12 plates full of food at lunch, which I hope you didn't, I want to tell you it was but the smallest indication of that great hunger and that insatiable appetite inside that must feed on something. Hallelujah. They eat and drink each other. Jesus said, I live by the Father. You know, my word. And when Father spoke to him, he fed on it. He did it, made it his life, made it flesh and blood to men and women. Let them see it. Behold the man that feeds on God, Jesus. Oh, it was tremendous. Blessed be the name. And when he hung on the cross and said, I thirst. There's some poor individual round there, hadn't got a clue, went and got a sponge and filled it with vinegar and stuck it on a spear and put it up to his mouth. Ooh, he drank in something for a little, but he, oh, glory. I thirst. Hallelujah. The basic cry of the original man. For God. For Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course the Holy Ghost drinks of the brook. So does the bride. Oh, we better find her. Where's she? Psalm 45. Oh, my heart's inditing a good matter. Hallelujah. And listen, I'm just like David now. I'm really speaking to you of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue's the pen of a ready writer. Somebody's got hold of me tonight and is writing with me on your heart. Amen. That's what preaching's all about. If it isn't that, it's not preaching. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My heart's inditing a good matter. You've got something to say when your heart's inditing a good matter, beloved. When you're feeding on God, when you're drinking in God, you've got something to say. And all hearts receive it. Lo, every heart is opened. It's irresistible. When you got a well-fed man bawling his head off. For joy, for glory, for the amazing revelation that opens up to his heart and he treads it with light feet, fleeting down the dawning day. His footprints leave more than impressions in the sands of time. His tongue writes on hearts. So may the Lord raise up ministers among us. So may the Lord bring us by his revelation unto inspiration and indelible writing upon the tablets of men and women's hearts that neither time nor floods nor eternity can erase the writing. Hallelujah. Listen, young Timothy in this room, you will either make or break men when you open your mouth. Give thyself wholly. Give thyself wholly. Without reservation, if you want to achieve what the Holy Ghost, if you've received him, has come to impress upon your imagination and stamp in your heart, if you want to be a living person in the vastness of God's eternal love, you must give yourself wholly. We'll find the bride She's in this. It says, thine arrows, verse 5, are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. My word. Praise the name of the Lord. Thy people fall under thee. Hallelujah. What a tremendous thing. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness, hatest iniquity, hatest wickedness. Sorry, I'm quoting from the New Testament from memory. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Now listen, king's daughters were among thine honorable women. Upon thy right hand, here she is, she's with the Holy Ghost, stands the queen. There she is. She stands with the Holy Ghost. She's on the right hand of her precious lover and her bridegroom. Oh, glory. The Spirit and the bride say, come. I wonder if you've come to drink of the water that flows from the opened bowels and the heart that's given up like the fountain of eternity, to cause the waters to flow from under the throne of God where he's ruling. I wonder if you're drinking of the waters of the sovereign majesty from on high. I wonder if you're drinking there that you may come fairer than the morning to stand before the Lord at his right hand. My, look at this. She stands in the gold of Ophir. Hearken. Now listen, O daughter. Consider, incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. He is the Lord. Worship him. Don't worship your father or your mother. Don't worship your father's house. Don't worship your name. Don't worship your first begetting. It's traceable back to the devil. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's move in the reality of the thing that God is showing us. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you come forth from the womb of the morning? Have you come forth like the light of the day? Have you? Are you holy and harmless and undefiled here this night? By the power of the Spirit of God, by the blood of Calvary, by the shining of the eternal light, by the crown upon his brow now as he sits in heaven, and by his ministry, art thou pure and holy? Art thou harmless and undefiled? Art thou separate from sinners as well as from sin? Art thou exclusively his? Even though you be married to another in the flesh, even though you be born of this father or that mother in the flesh, are you his? Utterly his? Blessed be the Lord God. It is He who says in this Psalm 110, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though thou dost feel more strengthless than a worm, be of good cheer. It's the rod of His strength that He sends, not thine. Though thou dost feel the most helpless of the helpless, 'tis the rod of His strength that is sent out of Zion. Are you willing for this? Are you willing for your strength to die away? This great fighting, heaving, stubborn, resisting thing inside. Why, He's smitten through it on the cross. And His arrows are sharp in all the hearts of His enemies. They cannot do you one whit of harm. What a tremendous thing it is. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Why, it's our Jesus. It's our great High Priest. He's ever living to make intercession. He's ever living to make offerings too. And the offerings are people. And the lives are men's lives. Are you willing? Whole burnt offerings. And they drink of the stream, the brook, by the way. That's right. Doesn't the stream, the brook, flow right down through that golden street? Doesn't it? They drink of the brook by the way. They say, come, come, come. Drink in this wonder of life. This glorious stream from heaven. This which has been entrusted to the bride and to the Spirit. For is not New Jerusalem the bride? Isn't it where her Lord's heart resides? Isn't it there where God dwells and never quits? Isn't it there where the tree of life grows? Isn't it there where there's no curse and no sin and naught that defiles, holy and harmless and undefiled? Isn't it there where none are forbidden to eat of the tree anymore? Isn't it there where there's perfect liberty? Isn't it there where there's purest gold? Isn't it there where there's clearest crystal? Isn't it there where the glory of God shines? And isn't it there where your heart resides? Isn't it there? Are you one of God's willing people? Oh, listen to the promise of Father to Jesus. He cannot break His word. I tell you, though we sing and shout about the promises of God and like to make hymns about it, Jesus has had more promises made to him than any man or woman that's ever been born. Here's one of them. Jesus, hallelujah, thy people will be willing offerings. Glory to God. Either you're one of his people or you aren't, then amen. A willing offering. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Nobody trying to run away now. Nobody trying to get away from this. Why should you try to escape this one who only wants to give you the best, the fullest? Why should you want to run away? Why should you want to commit yourself to some him, some her, something, somewhere, sometime, someplace? Why should you want to escape as though he was your enemy? I tell you, there's a trail of blood following you across the earth. You'll never get away from it. The blessed Holy Spirit has brought the power and the life and the glory of him down here to you and me. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to his name. Are you one of his willing people? Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God will turn to Hebrews 1 and get the New Testament interpretation of it. Therefore, God, even thy God, verse 9 of Hebrews 1, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hallelujah. Jesus is glad, beloved, to offer you to the Father. Hallelujah. Glad to do it. Oh, let's read on. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Marvelous. And time is running its course. And they say we're at the end of the age. And they tell us that the days are few, and the opportunities are fleeting fast. But the years of his Pentecost and the years of his Calvary are stretching on and on. Thou never fail him, and he'll never be short of time in which to gather his last ones unto himself and offer them to his Father. Who they be, I know not. But is it thou? Offered to the Father. Hallelujah. Listen. Unto the Son, he saith in verse 8, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And the rod, the scepter, you know what the scepter is, don't you? It's a rod. And you know what's on top of it, don't you? All right, stretched out. Hallelujah. The scepter. It's righteous. Amen. The strength of that will do it. He's reaching it out. The Holy Ghost has come forth as the Spirit of righteousness and the Spirit of power and the Spirit of grace and the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who then, by the power of God, will gather and present himself unto the Lord tonight? A willing offering. Sanctify it wholly unto thyself, Lord. Take me up utterly for thy glory. Use me and all I have, dear Lord, and get me so close to thee that I hear the throb of the great heart of God. Until I burn out for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what God is wanting, beloved. Yes. How many of you in the past have given yourself wholly unto your lust, wholly unto devilishness, wholly unto a business, wholly unto this, or wholly unto that? Have you ever given yourself wholly unto God? Oh, the promise of the Father must be fulfilled unto the Son this night. Oh, Jesus, if thou couldst rise to the right hand of the Father and receive for me the promise of the Holy Ghost, then take my promise, Lord, that I will be unto thee a whole burnt offering, wholly given unto thee. That this promise should be fulfilled unto Jesus in thy life, and you should be the fulfillment of the promise to Jesus and to the Father. What glory is given unto men? Whence have your wits gone, if this thing be not the greatest that thou hast ever heard? To fulfill a promise, Father gave the Son to you. And to fulfill the promise, the Son will give you to the Father. Holy, don't hide, don't run away. To miss this is to miss the best and the highest. Our brother preached, give thyself wholly. There's a wholeness about everything when a man is filled wholly by the Spirit of God. When his mind is filled as his heart is filled, and his body is filled, and his time is filled. All for Jesus. Oh, glory. Some of you have been touched by the hand that holds the rod this week. Some of you have been met, I think all of us. Somebody said to me, meeting me outside the door there the other night, said, I think that word last night spoke to us all. Well then, all of us, God is not expecting more of you than he ought, else would he be a sinner. God is not expecting more of you than you can give, else he would be a monster. but he's expecting all of you. All of you. Go on, let the thought be sweet in your heart now. Let the truth get hold of your mind. Let your fears vanish away, even as your sin has been banished forevermore. And let grace take hold of you and yield up unto Jesus. He's the one that makes the offering. He knows how to offer and sacrifice. He knows how to give. Didn't he give himself? Didn't he make the supreme sacrifice? Didn't he offer himself without spot to God, having lately come for the most fierce battle that any man had ever fought with devil and demons and the wickedness of men under the weight of sin? He went back there and he offered himself without spot to God by the eternal Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't wonder that God's feeding on him tonight. I don't wonder that Father is eating him. I don't wonder that the heavens just had to receive him, as Peter said, speaking about him in Acts chapter 3, says of Jesus, whom the heavens must receive. Hallelujah. They couldn't refuse him. He'd come back. He got scars on him, but hallelujah. He done it. God couldn't refuse him. Heaven couldn't hold him back. Hallelujah. God didn't want to refuse him. God didn't want to hold him back. He received it with joy, and all heaven rose and the angels worshipped him, and the fiery spirits moved around him, and the throne received him. And Father said, sit on my right hand, Jesus. I'll make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. For the day when he broke the stubborn will in my heart, when he smashed up everything inside, made me willing, stopped me making the excuse, I can't, and turned it into truth, I won't. And then when I came to truth, as God said, I got out of it all. Bless him. Bless him. The identification of the human spirit with the evil spirit, the devil, makes them say, I can't, when it should be, I won't. That's the twister that the devil is. You can, because God said you can. Who speaks truth? You can. Because you can, it must be then that you won't. If you don't, because you can. Hallelujah! Let's see truth as bright as day. It's from the womb of the morning this comes, in the beauty of holiness. And everything stands out stark and clear. Lord, I'm willing. Thank you for being willing to have me. I'm willing with the will that took thee to Calvary. I'm willing with the will that took thee through death. I'm willing with the will that cleft the skies. I'm willing with the will that's the strength behind thy rod, wherewith thou dost rule over the sons of men. And now tonight, while his crown is upon him, and while the oil is upon him, and while the scepter's in his hand, and the day holds true, until the trumpet blows. Will you offer yourself willingly? You'll not be forced. You may get up now and walk out. You will not be forced. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Glory to God. And he was slaughtered because it was your slaughter. He was slaughtered for you. Therefore, all you need do is rise. Glory. He'll offer you without spot to God by virtue of his spotless sacrifice. Don't come tonight saying, I am black but comely. Listen to what he says. Thou art all fair, my love. There's not a spot in thee. Without spot to God. That's the bride. There's not a spot in thee. How can it be? Except it be truth. Truth that's too great for my mind. Too wonderful. Except for faith to accept and love to receive and dwell in. My Jesus, how wonderful he is. And he'll offer you without spot to God. Are you willing? Are you willing? I think I've finished. My heart is indicting a good matter. It's yours. If this be not meat and drink to thee, thou art dead. Hallelujah. Yet not to the mere emotions do I appeal, nor yet to persuade you that you can of your own will do it, but to tell you that if you will be a willing burnt sacrifice, if you will be a whole burnt offering for God, I promise you in the name of Jesus that he'll light a fire in your hearts this night that you'll never go out for all eternity. I promise you that if you'll give yourself to God, and God who sees hearts knows, he, that blessed one, will offer you to Father that you should be beside him who hath no right to be beside him, nor can compare with him, save that in a power that you know not of, as originating in your own thoughts, but gift from God to possess you, shall rise up above all things and belong to him wholly. Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. Yours. Are you responding? All there is of me, Lord. All there is of me. On thine altar, here I lay. All there is of me. Don't leave a thought for another now. You can think about the lost masses tomorrow. Don't leave a thought for another now. Only Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't leave a thought for journeying mercies. Don't leave a thought for sandwiches. Nothing. Come off your stomach. And come off everything else. Have you got a hunger? Can you stoop to drink of the brook in the way? stoop and you'll find that instead of an earth foundation, it's the golden street. For this water floweth from the throne, and he who traverses the earth in the business of the king shall give you unto that king, and the king shall offer you to the Father, and be a person of his right hand and of his glory. If you will give yourself to God, not in such some popular move, but from the depths of your being, you stand up and give yourself to the Lord now, tonight.